First off, there's a great lecture this Wednesday with Jennifer Senior, her book, All Joy and No Fun.
Which doesn't sound like a bag full of laughs, I have to admit.
it's kind of a bag full of laughs, this book. It's a look at parenting. But for all the thousands of books that talk about how parenting affects children, Jennifer Senior looks at how parenting affects parents.
It's no understatement to say it is one of life's watershed moments, becoming a parent.
Yeah, precisely. And, so Jennifer Senior, who's a writer for New York Magazine, her degree is in anthropology. she describes this as a series of little ethnographies, looking at the way that a family's culture changes and shifts, how the marriage shifts and how responsibility shifts within a pairing and the various progressions that people go through as they raise their children, for example. For men, there seems to be a connection between depression and the son starting to date. There's some kind of linkage between that and a parent evaluating their own regrets when they go through this process. So Jennifer Senior isn't really worrying about what you do that affects your kids. Only what the kids do that affect you.
quite an interesting turnaround.
Yeah. And Jennifer Senior is going to be at the Atlanta History Center this Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We're going to stay up at the lovely campus of the Atlanta History Center for another lecture Thursday night with Todd Purdom and his book, An Idea Whose Time Has Come, Two Presidents, Two Parties, and the Battle for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This is really kind of a political Washington insider's history of the process of getting the Civil Rights Act done, what Martin Luther King called the promissory note of justice that had been issued by the nation years before.
A century before.
Yeah, a century before. And so Purdom looks at both the kind of mustering of political will and the behind-the-scenes negotiation that went into creating the Civil Rights Act, both under Kennedy in the lead-up to it and under Johnson of actually getting it passed. And it was the subject of the longest filibuster in Senate history, but it also passed with a bipartisan majority. And Todd Purdom, who is certainly privy to that kind of information, his wife is Dee Dee Myers, the former Clinton press secretary. And Purdom is one of those guys that knows how the sausage is made, shall we say. So he brings that perspective. Again, he's at the Atlanta History Center Thursday. And the name of the book is An Idea Whose Time Has Come, Two Presidents, Two Parties, and the Battle for the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Not to minimize either of our first two events this hour, but our final literary event taking place in Metro Atlanta this week is a really big one.
Yes. If you have a favorite book written by an author in Georgia over the last year, they're probably out for this. It's the Townsend Prize Awards, which is this Thursday as well, and it takes place in the Atlanta Botanical Gardens from 5 to 9 p.m. It's really a celebration of just that, kind of the best writing in Georgia of the past year, best fiction usually. And there's the list of folks that are coming out for it is a who's who of Georgia. And indeed, it's Stacia Brown, Amber Dermont, Jocelyn Jackson, Sherry Joseph, Charles McNair, Jamie Quattro, Josh Russell, Susan Rebecca White, Philip Lee Williams, and Anthony Winkler are all finalists for this great award.
Quite a few of those names we've mentioned over the past year or so right here on City Cafe, or in fact, even a couple of them had them on the program.
Yeah, so just some great folks. And, last week, the whole country was working out their brackets of who's going to be on the final four and everything. That these are the discussions that we have. You think it's Amber? You think maybe it's going to be Charles? I don't know.
Do you have a chart on your wall at
home? Yeah, I got a chart. In my office, we're taking odds.
So,
the fact of the matter is that if you look at the history of the Townsend Award over the last 10 or 15 years, every year the quality of writers that are on this list just get more and more astounding. We are in peak season of writers in this state right now. So the Townsend Prize is at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens this Thursday from 5 to 9.